Welcome back to another episode of the Unathletics, episode 5, Frank Minko. I'm not Diego. Anyway,
Negro, are you trying to say 5 is Phoenix?
I was trying to get it to rhyme, man. I was trying to get it to rhyme. Anyway, big announcement. Thank you for everyone. We have reached 100 streams for the podcast.
Yes.
That's huge.
Yes.
Yay.
We being successful around here, you know.
Come on now.
Better than me, though.
Come on now. Anyway. Yes.
I'm the only person that laughed at my own joke. Okay, that's great.
It's all about self-love, Michael. It's all about self-love.
I gotta bash myself every once in a while, but it's funny, though.
Yeah. But, yes, and the most views we get is from Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So thank you for listening on there.
That's what we call traction.
Nah, that's for real.
Traction.
That's for real, though. Now, let's just jump straight into it. Guys, this is a family-oriented question. As we know, it's 2024. The Olympics are coming up, especially the Summer Olympics.
Why are we talking about this if we unathletic people?
Because we have to try. Anyway.
No. Why are we trying?
If you put everyone from the family, aunties, uncles, cousins included, into the Summer Olympics, who's getting the most gold?
I don't want to answer that question.
Can you repeat the question? Is it only aunts and uncles, or
No, family? It's aunts, uncles, cousins. It's just the whole family.
He says family oriented.
Who's coming home with the most gold? Who's winning the most sports?
I almost want to just say DJ, because he's the most nimble.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, the thing is, he probably wouldn't do good at, like, water stuff, because he can't really swim.
You can!
We're not talking about me.
I'm just like, I don't want to touch this anymore.
In this place can swim better than me.
In the family?
Yes.
Jerome
can't swim.
Jerome can play basketball in the Olympics, so I give that to Dylan with athletics.
Okay.
So.
That's basketball. That's not
okay.
Swimming.
So DJ, you would get swimming, but you wouldn't get track because I don't think you're the fastest.
Well, who do you think is the slowest in our family?
Who's
entirely?
Who's faster than me?
I would say Tati, because Tati is the only one that had the training in track and field.
Dylan, you was there at the Olympics.
For Tati, I was.
Yes,
we had a picture.
Tati is not that fast.
Okay, rather Tati or Roxy, because Roxy's taller.
You cannot sit there and tell by height that who's faster.
Yeah, but Roxy's also done track. It was for 2 weeks, but she did track.
You think that stick?
No.
Exactly.
But then who's the fastest in the family? It would
depends on the freaking age group. So this would be our age.
If it's our age group, it's DJ.
So why are we having this discussion?
Maybe I could. No. I think I'm faster than DJ now. Nah, I'm for sure faster.
There's no way you're faster than your brother.
I am faster. That's a fact.
No. How about this?
Lost.
You, DJ, and Dwayne. Yeah, all you three Negroes run. And see what happens and we'll figure out who's the fastest.
See, the problem is Dwayne has gotten fatter because he's married. So,
That doesn't deteriorate. He's married. You can't dictate him being fat as being married, Dylan.
Okay. My bad. What about wrestling? Michael would take that.
Now I feel like this is being highly racially motivated.
For what? All right. Why? If it's not you, it's TJ taking wrestling.
TJ,
I'm taking wrestling, bro. I got zero strength.
TJ has zero strength. All I got is fat muscles. This is not gonna work out.
So does TJ. I feel like you and him would meet.
But TJ not fat.
But
his height makes up his fat. Not to be rude, I'm just saying. He's tall, but he got some fat on him.
But it's all about distributing the strength. How to use your hands, you know.
What are we distributing, Dylan?
I don't know.
Like, what are we distributing? If you don't know what we're distributing, don't use the word distribute. Unless it's being used correctly in a sentence.
Michael, don't talk to me about school right now. The last one. Last one.
Yeah, leave me alone.
But I guess all the swimming ones would be for DJ. Fencing would be fun, but I don't think any of us would take it serious.
Whoever takes fencing seriously, you need help, huh? Right. The only person that would be good at fencing is either Nisha or Coley. No. I can see them fencing. It's funny as hell.
That would be funny. I do admit.
Exactly. Maybe TJ agrees.
I could see us all fencing each other, but we wouldn't fence with like how it's sword. Stab. We would try to make it into like an anime scene and start swinging.
No.
Like a
bat. No. What are we? We only no.
You put a sword in my hand. You don't think I'm gonna have fun? It's crazy.
Nah, don't.
What is your definition of have fun though? What are you doing?
Exactly.
Just swing it around. You know how fencing, you have to get in proper stance, you know.
Exactly.
Kudate, all that.
Like in the game, I wouldn't want to do Mario Sonic at the Olympic Games, but they had fencing.
But that doesn't look fun, right? Right?
Nah, Mario, it definitely does look fun.
I would try to hold it like a lightsaber. I would try to hold it like Anakin Skywalker, right?
You do not hold a fencing thing as a lightsaber.
I told you. I'm having fun. I don't know about job, but...
Why are you exposing yourself? The point of the thing is to protect yourself, not...
And I will.
No, you won't. Hold it like a lightsaber is not protecting yourself from fencing.
But I've watched enough Star Wars.
At this point, this is a stupid-ass topic. I'm not gonna lie to you.
All right. My fault. Let me go on to the real topic. Everyone know what basketball is? No. This was a before topic. TJ, do you know what basketball is?
I know what it is.
Okay. Do you know the positions in basketball?
Offense, defense, quarterback. No, that's football.
I was about to say. This man about to start. Defensive lineman? You was about to say that. No.
Okay. Michael, do you know what basketball is?
Point guard, power forward, small forward, center, I think fifth man.
You forgot another guard.
Shooting guard.
Okay. DJ, I think TJ, who do you want on your team for this next topic? I know we don't have Nyla here, but we didn't let
you. Is it still family oriented?
Yes, this will be family oriented, and the next topic will be.
So, in a pickup game, right?
Pickup game.
Who you want us in our family all together and conglomerate?
Yeah,
who
say
would be on our team.
Say DJ and me were coaches, and you and TJ were coaches.
So team leaders. Okay.
I let you get first pick. Oh well.
TJ gets first pick because he don't know basketball.
TJ gets first pick. He don't know what basketball is.
I'll take Dylan.
That
you take Dylan at what, the forward?
No, you just take Dylan.
You just take Dylan.
We're not debating. I'm so confused.
No, it's just pretty much. He's doing a draft, TJ.
But I would like to know what position I'm playing.
A draft of who?
of our family he's members, pretty much like the NBA. Our
family. Yeah, like if we were to make a
if we had
we did a draft
of five on five game.
Yes,
a 5-on-5 game.
Remember, me and you, team captain is TJ, and Dylan and DJ are team captain. What are we choosing? Okay. And our family members in its entirety.
Yeah, and TJ picked Dylan.
Who I am pick? I'll pick.
You don't get another Roman. Pick.
Damn.
Get to pick. Damn. DJ.
Damn.
Wait, who'd you pick, TJ? My bad. Sorry.
He Uncle picked Roman. Uncle Roman.
Oh, you a bum.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
That means that was Uncle Roman. That means Uncle Roman will be have to be a shooting guard because.
What?
Yes, Uncle Roman will be shooting. What, you want Uncle Roman to be a center?
He has to be. He's the tallest one.
Uncle Roman was a power forward back in college.
There's no one taller than Jerome.
That is true.
Remember,
unless
Uncle
you're talking
Roman
about like our side of the family with Uncle Andre.
Yeah, no, no. If you talk about like dad's side, sure. But we're talking about only grandma's family.
Yeah.
Well, Uncle Roman was a power forward, but he got taller, so he'd practically be a center.
So where are you putting?
Okay, so TJ pick Uncle Roman. Right.
TJ pick Uncle Roman, who happens to be in the center.
All right, DJ.
So, well, DJ, go.
Hold on. I have a list, because I was able to prepare for this.
Oh, preparations you did.
I did. So we got Nisha.
Oh God!
We got Coley.
Oh Lord!
I haven't seen Rayvon play in a minute, but we got Rayvon.
Oh, you picking up the old cousins, huh?
We got
the cousins that are damn near already in their 40s.
Jerome is his 46.
Well, technically, no. Well, yeah, Jerome's 47. If I'm tweaking.
You are tweaking. But it's okay. We won't say his actual age.
You just said it.
It's not 46. Anyway.
Oh, Uncle Roman is damn near close to 50.
Anyway. My bad. No, he's not.
He's anyway.
He's younger. He's the last one.
DJ, we also got
yeah, you're right. He is the last one.
We got Auntie Nita for sure.
Oh my god. I'm playing the NBA?
No, it's a 5-on-5. It's your team versus our team.
My Auntie Nita got moves in basketball.
She got zero moves.
Exactly. Auntie Nita on the list.
But she's a captain. She could go out there and scream out the plays. She could be the point guard.
So you want her to be a head coach or an assistant coach?
No. She could be a point guard. Just throwing out the play, standing in one spot, throwing the ball.
TJ, get your best friend right here before I get upset. How's she gonna play point?
Hold on.
How's she gonna play point, Dylan?
In the morning.
Wait. It's me and DJ's turn. DJ, we also got Uncle Ray.
Okay.
I also got Uncle Ray. Huh?
I said if you want to pick him.
Nah, it's up to you.
Well, Uncle Ray is in Florida.
Yeah. So let's not take him. You know who we should take? We should take Keisha.
No! Why? Everybody in the family hates her.
I'll take Dwayne.
Everybody in the family dislikes her. So
but if she's okay, all right. So let's take Dwayne.
Let's take Dwayne.
All right, DJ. Who we gonna choose? Cause we got Uncle Roman technically. All
right, hold on.
By the way, you need to realize most of our family is like
unathletic. Women. Yeah, women.
Hold on,
women.
But like, most of our family
members. Nothing wrong with that, but just
is women.
Wait, just to make sure, TJ, you got Tati, Taya, you got...
Oh, no, none of my sisters are athletic.
Terea, Sharea, Ronnie.
See, we can use Shreya as a center. She tall. She up there with Uncle Rum Rum.
You got Kai.
Oh no, that's Kai. A child.
Isn't AJ's good at basketball?
No, that's a child. Yeah. And you better not say Chloe.
You got Larry Logan. You got Chloe. Let's include her.
Yo, what's wrong with you?
I don't know how to spell her name.
I don't want to spell it because I'm gonna feel real retarded.
Chloe?
Is it C-L-O-E-Y?
It's C-H-L-O-E.
C-H-L-O-E. Oh, I was about to say. That's the spelling I thought in my head.
All right, my bad.
Like Chloe Bennett.
My bad. And then, you got your sisters, of course.
I don't want that. Let's go with Sharia. But at the center.
Wait. Are you sure?
Listen, that's the other tallest person we can think of right now.
All right. So back to us. So you got Jerome and Sharia. We got Dwayne.
I thought TJ picked Jerome.
Yeah, y'all got Jerome. Could we take Ronnie?
Oh, see, you want Ronnie. Go ahead, but where you gonna put her at?
We put her at power forward, for real.
That's the case, we taking Austin.
Who?
We taking Austin.
Who?
Ronnie's husband? Oh my god.
You forgot about Austin,
didn't you?
Yeah, but we haven't seen him in like.
It's been a minute because normally we would have a movie night at grandma's house, but we kind of stopped doing that. I don't know what happened. But we take Austin and he'd be at the point.
Austin wasn't there.
What's going on? Am I going crazy?
Huh?
Austin wasn't there at TJ's thing, right?
I just hear like a random piano in the background. I don't know what is going on.
That's Kingdom Hearts.
No. It's not like in my. It's like in real life. I'm so lost.
TJ, you okay?
Don't go. Don't have an episode on us, please.
TJ, just woke up.
Hey, TJ, you just waking up? What's going on?
Yeah, I took a nap.
Yeah.
He probably think of your line to April.
For a fact. Alright. DJ, I think we should take... Can we take dead relatives?
No.
No!
I don't think they would do much.
But who dead relative you was about to take?
I was going to take prime grandpa. Military man.
Grandpa is sickening. You know, my grandpa used to shoot guns.
Exactly.
No. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? The wrong kind of shooting you want, I think.
This is not what shooting you want anyway.
But
you're sick.
But wait. No, not prime grandpa. I was going to take prime grandma. Prime grandma? Ooh, what? She used to play basketball. She was 6 foot, maybe 6 foot one when she stood up straight.
Yo, DJ, get your brother, bro. What's wrong with him?
I was gonna take.
Are you gonna pick?
If you would have said you would take, I was about to say, if he was about to take prom Uncle Tony, you got it.
Nah, that's too soon.
So who you take? It gotta be a lot. All
right, DJ, who you thinking?
A good question.
You got Roxy, you got Nyla.
I'll take Logan.
Logan at the what?
Logan is so he could be at the point.
Logan be at the point.
Yeah, we can put Logan at the point.
Yeah.
So we got Austin at the point.
Also
Shreya at center.
Yeah.
And Jerome as a shooting guard. All right.
Wait. Just to make sure. we are going to make this into a poll, and I'm going to send this out to as many cousins as possible. So let's tread lightly.
Nah, we gotta tread it.
So they're gonna vote on it. Well, if they ever do that.
Listen, you gotta understand. We do not care.
I know we can't take dead relatives, but like Elijah's. No?
Yo. Rest in peace to my buddy. Rest in peace to my buddy.
I'm sorry.
Don't do that.
My bad. I was just
trying to. You know Elijah was nonverbal. When he gonna nonverbally throw the basketball? What's going on with you?
But he'll clap for days.
So you want him to be a cheerleader? That's what you want.
Big facts.
Okay.
Wait. Just make sure. For y'all have y'all could also pick Auntie Sandra.
Oh no, I don't even want to pick up Auntie Sandra.
Auntie Reese.
Nah, I think my mom is gonna sit this one out.
Auntie Mildred.
You're funny, gang.
She's
gonna drive down the court and just make a three. You'd be fine.
I would say Auntie Sherry. Auntie Sherry used to play a little ball back in the day.
A little bit.
Also Uncle Poppy, if we want to include people's husbands.
See, how about this? We take Uncle Poppy as the power forward.
Alright. I mean, that's fair.
Did you guys just get your five? Because I feel like we already picked four or five.
Because we have point guard, shooting guard, power forward. No, the only thing I need is a small forward.
Alright.
You're with TJ. All you both need is a small forward.
Small forward.
Yeah, well, me and TJ both need a small forward. So we got Uncle Poppy, the power forward.
DJ, let's take... Who do we take? Help, DJ. Okay.
That's a good question.
I'm trying to let you cook. You know the family better than everybody. Dwayne, no. Could we take one of the aunties?
We could take Rayvon.
Where are you going to have Rayvon at? If we take Rayvon, where are you going to have Rayvon at?
Lord. I thought like we already got our five. Wait a second. Rayvon, Dwayne.
Uh-huh. That's backcourt.
Logan.
Small forward.
Ronnie.
It's power forward.
Oh, we don't have a center.
All right, so.
Okay, well.
One more from y'all and then one more from us.
All right, TJ.
For the comedic relief, pick an auntie.
Nah, I can't. It has to be logically make sense.
You know what? For this last pick, I'm throwing in a rule. It has to be an auntie or an uncle.
We can take Auntie Midget.
No. I'm taking Uncle Ray as a small forward. I'm taking Uncle Ray as a small forward.
Why not Auntie Mildred?
I can't do it.
To be fair,
I can't do it.
She is 16.
I can see Auntie Mildred getting into it. I can see her getting into it, though.
Yeah, she'll love it.
All right. DJ, we have to take an auntie. Should we just take our mother?
You said auntie, not mother.
Okay, it could be auntie or mom. So this is their auntie.
Yeah, you didn't say all that. She's not an auntie. She's our mother.
Okay, my bad.
I don't really know.
Can we take Auntie Sandra? She got a big back, so she may block off everything.
Let's just take our mother.
No. I'm trying to think. Auntie Sandra does make sense. She could block out Jerome, because if she don't, Jerome's going to hear her mouth, which he doesn't want to, right?
He doesn't want to hear it, period.
Right.
Lord have mercy.
Right. And you know what? Okay. All right. Let's go take Auntie Sandra. Auntie Sandra. And that is that five. That is the five. So remake. Name your five again, because I want to make it into a poll for y'all.
So we got Austin, Uncle Rum Rum, Shreya.
Wait. Austin, Jerome, Shreya.
Uncle Ray.
Okay.
And then TJ, who else did I say? Because I know there's Austin.
You had to pick an auntie for the last one.
Uncle Ray.
Oh, Mildred. You went with Mildred.
The small forward. Alright. There's Auntie Mildred, Shreya, Austin.
You say Uncle Rum Rum?
Uncle Rum Rum.
Shreya.
And then
Shreya.
I said Shreya.
No, you didn't say Shreya.
Oh, yeah, Shreya. There you go.
That's your five. And then for us, it is Wayne.
Logan, Dwayne, Ronnie, Auntie Sandra, and
Larry.
No.
I heard you say Larry.
No one picked Larry. I'm not picking Larry. He the first one to start a fight on the court.
I said Logan.
Logan, Dwayne, Ronnie.
Oh, Sam, Rayvon.
Rayvon. All right. Now I'm going to send this out. But before anything, now we get to talk about the important stuff. What is your top five pizza joints?
Are we doing this again?
No, we didn't do pizza. I'm not making a tier list.
What to say?
Too much work.
Let's not do this again.
So I'm gonna ask your top five pizza joints. And if it requires me to make a tier list, future. Does anyone want to start? DJ, you were saying something?
Okay, I was gonna say one is mom and pop shops, two is Little Caesar, three is...
Having Little Caesars at two is crazy.
Two is three is Domino's, four is Papa John's, five is Pizza Hut.
Before anyone says they're five, is Chuck E. Cheese in anyone's five?
No.
I
have not had Chuck E. Cheese pizza in a minute.
No Chuck E. Cheese. What about Subway's pizza?
I don't know if I've ever had a Subway's pizza, but...
It's delicious. Alright, TJ, what's your five?
Probably number one is Domino's. Number two, probably Little Caesars. And then three, there's this one place like near my house. I don't know what it's called, but it's good. So, unnamed restaurant near me.
Of course.
Wait.
What?
I was going to ask. Is it going towards my old middle school?
No, the opposite direction.
So, going closer down towards you.
Yeah.
Trying to think of the name.
It's near the Starbucks. Did I say Little Caesars already?
Yeah, you said that for number two, behind Domino's.
Four, it's probably Pizza Hut then. And then five, What's five?
Maybe Papa John's?
Maybe. I don't eat them, so. That's fair. Yeah, I guess.
What about Target's Pizza? Anybody remember Target's Pizza?
Target's Pizza is Pizza Hut. Target?
No.
I'm not going to lie to you. Costco Pizza? Be Boston?
For real. If we're putting stores, I got to put Costco up there.
Come on now.
Oh.
Because if you get really, really hungry and you're in Costco, you're going to want that Costco Pizza.
It's a fair.
I'm moving Costco to four.
Okay.
Can you just say you?
All right. Keep going, Michael. Michael? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. You said Costco's for one.
I said Costco's.
Mm-hmm.
There's Little Caesars.
Mm-hmm.
There's Domino.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Papa John.
Mm-hmm.
Papa John.
All right. What's the last one?
Last one. I'm not gonna lie to you. When I was younger, I really think that the school pizzas be hitting.
All right, yo, he is fat. Move on.
No way. That's a school pizza, I was kidding. Do you mean the circular, like, bagel ones or the, like, slices?
Especially if the bagel ones had, like, pepperoni.
What school did he go to? What school did he go to?
The pizza bagels?
Pizza bagels. Dylan, I went to P-Tech in Crown Heights.
But wait, pizza bagel bites or the bagel pizza?
It was bagel pizzas that had.
They were called pizza bagels. They were not called no bagel pizzas. How does that make sense?
Because they're shaped like a bagel and it's pizza. And the noun comes before the verb. Anyway.
They had like pepperoni pizzas, but it was like bagel pizza.
That is a good bagel. School. That's a good school. All right. My top five. Number one would have to be. Also, this kind of proves how ghetto we are. Little Caesars is number one in all our top fives. That's a shame. Number two, Subway's Pizza.
Dylan, get out.
It's a fact.
Dylan, get out.
I will never.
Dylan, get out.
No.
Matter of fact, I'm leaving. I'm leaving this fine episode.
Wait, Michael, hear me out. Because
you're tweaking.
Now I need reason.
You said Subway Pizza.
Now hold on.
Who eats Subway? Get out of here.
Wait. Let me defend myself. Can I finish my five before I defend myself?
Go ahead.
Right. Domino's. Mom and Pop's. And rather Costco's or Papa John's. I'm going to go with Costco's. Because Costco's, I mean, I could get two. Yeah, Costco's is five. And then it'd be Papa John's and BJ's. But that's later. All right. Now, let me defend Subway's Pizza because I'm getting attacked by Michael. It is the correct salt. The pepperonis are sliced so nicely. You could get two pizzas and eat it by yourself.
How much?
I mean, back in the day, we used to be like $5, so you could get like two pieces for 10. But now it's $7, so you could get two pieces for like 14. Which isn't
bad. And you're paying $10.
14.
For five pizzas for two slices.
No.
It's 10.
It's not slices. You get the whole pie. It's like a small little pie. And you get it to yourself. Now, back in the day, my mom made me to share. But now I don't have to share. But
can you move on to the next topic before I get upset with Dylan?
But would anyone argue for Chuck E. Cheese pizza to be anywhere near the top five?
If you ever put Chuck E. Cheese in the equation again, I'm gonna hurt you.
I'll say top 10. I won't say top
five. DJ, you're disgusting.
And the thing is, they confirm they don't reuse the pizza. They just cut it weird.
Yeah. But
right then.
That's disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
I mean, to be fair, Michael did say school pizza, and you know, that's on the same level of disgusting. So
you gotta understand. Me as like a teenager.
Yes,
like
yes.
16.
Okay.
It was bussing back then.
But you weren't in school at 16.
Before I had to take a year off. Year and a half off.
Oh, okay. My bad. I thought you had the hamburger thing back in when you was 16.
Nope. Yeah, I did, but that was way before.
That was before the surgery, I left. Right?
Yeah.
Actually,
I didn't have it until I was like turning 17.
Oh, little backstory of why we're bringing this up. He had hamburgers.
It's called Blount's disease, Dylan. My legs were parentheses. It's the clinical term, Blount's disease. They called me a penguin back then, Dylan. I was humongous.
So your legs were parentheses?
Yes. I was bullied for that. I know all of y'all is laughing. Go ahead.
Oh,
I was made fun of like that. They called me a penguin for real. Literally gave me a penguin suit and said, put it on.
No, a penguin, I understand. I don't hear that. I mean, I hear that a lot. But parentheses is just... is
as a dirty not, word.
Yeah.
I was called that in freaking middle school. And I took it like a champ, but I went home and cried later.
Aww. I'm so sorry you went through that.
Sorry,
that's what
for
we call
PTSD.
Yeah, but I
very much eternal.
To be fair, I wish I came up with parentheses.
Do you want to be a reference?
Don't you, Dylan?
I wish I came up with it.
Dylan, you're a walking a-hole. I'll just let you know that right now. Walking a-hole.
I mean, to be fair, right?
Dylan, what is there to be fair about?
I'm mad someone else came up with it.
I'm gonna hurt you.
My fault.
I'm gonna hurt you. This doesn't justify anything. I'm gonna hurt you.
This does justify. I mean, you obviously went through it. It was tough for you.
But long story short, I missed a year and a half out of school and I was homeschooled. Homeschool wasn't really that bad. Wish I stayed home. But then again, I was having very bad cabin fever and really wanted to go back to school. And all my friends was worried about me, asking me if I was gonna come back. So that was that.
Aww. Also, P.S., he wasn't homeschooled. He watched YouTube all day.
No, I was homeschooled, Dylan. Not I was. For like that year.
Who homeschooled you, Michael?
It was set up when I got home.
Because
I was told, the doctor told me I couldn't go back to school even though I had the medals off my leg. And I had a brace on, was going to physical therapy. They told me I couldn't go back to school because
every time I visited, you was watching something on YouTube.
Yeah, but that was early in the morning, and then they would leave. So I would have school in the morning, and then they leave in the afternoon. So you don't get to see the part where I'm being homeschooled.
All right. Well, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, next time. Next topic. As we're all from New York and it's summertime, it's getting hot, humid, you know people gonna be out here acting stupid. As fellow
what's
New
your favorite ice cream?
That's a different day.
No. What's your favorite ice cream? We all New Yorkers here, right? What's your favorite ice cream?
Dog, vanilla. I'm basic.
We all know. Basic. DJ. Oh, wait. He probably went to do something.
What?
DJ, what's your favorite ice cream?
Vanilla.
Yeah,
I'm
y'all both basic. TJ, what's your favorite ice cream?
Strawberry cheesecake.
Ice cream? Strawberry cheesecake.
Yeah. It's from Ben and Jerry's.
Remember, TJ bougie now.
So am I, but I ain't that bougie. Mm. Every once in a while, I'll get, like, chocolate.
Either you get called chocolate, us butter. Basic, Michael?
Listen, wait. It was either chocolate, cookies and cream, for some reason, pistachio ice cream exists.
Pistachio ice cream is disgusting.
Pistachio ice cream is not that bad. It's salty and sweet. It's salty and sweet, but I digress. Mm. There's this Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I forgot the name of it. But it had, like, waffle pieces. And it had waffle pieces in it. And I forgot what it was. But I think it was salted caramel. And
was it the Americone Dream?
Yeah, the Americone Dream. Yeah. All right. And if I wanted to be really, really, like, very bougie, I would get the rum ice cream. Yeah, they have alcoholic ice cream. I would eat that.
All right. Anyway, as fellow New Yorkers, and it's summertime, what are some New York problems that we face in the summer that really irks you?
Shootouts. Especially 4th of July when you pop fireworks. I'd be thinking it's y'all be actually shooting for real. I'd be like, yo, chill.
People standing or sitting outside for no reason.
Literally.
Nah, TJ devious for real. People just want to enjoy the sun.
I want you to know, TJ is by the window with all the bystanders. And he don't want to be condoning all that.
That's fair, but TJ, like,
TJ really said, I hate people link.
In fact, like, I'm trying to go check out the trash, and then there's people in my way. Like, what are you doing?
They want to enjoy the sun. They chilling, right? TJ, like, really? Come on now.
Like, go do that somewhere else.
Anyway, what's a major New York City problem?
TJ just hate people existing. Yes. That's in front of him.
Yes. Now, I just wanted to say this because I wanted to start a hate dialogue for Mr. Swirly Swifty. I don't care who it is. Look at me. Why is the ice cream $6? Why is the ice cream with sprinkles $6.50? Why is SpongeBob $7?
Oh, dude. When I was still working over there, on 59th Street in Columbus Circle. I was getting an ice cream, right?
For sure.
Their ice creams over there in Manhattan is still $3.
I gotta go to Manhattan for ice cream now?
And it's the ice cream truck.
Oh.
And they take cards.
Oh.
They take cards at Apple Pay.
But why is it $6 though in Brooklyn?
I don't know.
Would anyone here buy a $6 ice cream cone from the ice cream truck?
No, unless they take cards.
I was really desperate.
GJ was really desperate, so he went to find $6 in coins.
You can imagine TJ. Not Ma, not. I need $6. You get the itch. I need some ice cream.
Exactly. You never know.
But do the ice cream still come by the projects?
We got ice cream sandwiches. I might get you one.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah,
I also haven't been here, so.
That's true.
Yeah, she just got home 2 months ago.
Dag, DJ, he got home 2 months of 2 months ago. He's been home. The ice cream truck's been outside. It's still outside my window, still singing the song.
No, it hasn't been 2 months. It's been a month. My bad, TJ.
But yeah. Anyway, I know she's not here. We had Nylon here. She was supposed to be back on here today. But we, someone has made a complaint to HR, which is basically me.
That's crazy.
Saying that we did not let him cook in the last debate.
Oh!
Now.
Did not let who cook?
Now. Since she's not here, we're still going to have this debate, but we're not going to have a verdict. It will be anime versus cartoons.
Nah.
DJ has picked anime. Sorry.
Well, me and DJ picked anime.
Yes. So, and DJ.
We're switching teams.
Oh, yeah. TJ and DJ is team captain. So, do y'all want to, like, flip a coin to see who goes first? who gets first pick?
Bro, why are we doing this again?
Because DJ said we did not let him cook.
DJ, are you serious?
It's crazy because all I said was I just didn't get 7 words in.
Yes, I want to let him cook, but it will be a debate between us four and not with Nyla.
Oh, my God. I'd rather have Nyla here because Nyla would be the funniest thing here.
I mean, I could call her, see her what's up. Let me see. But first,
she has company over, and you expect her to.
Yeah, unless her company left.
She's downstairs with company?
Yeah, unless her company left, she's not available. But I'll text. I'll see if she's available. But for now, you, TJ, flip a coin. Someone has their phone out.
All right. I'll flip a coin.
Tails never fails.
And it's heads.
What the heck, Tails?
I don't even know. So I got cartoons, right?
Yes. Yeah, you do. So you have to pick between me and Michael.
Oh, wait a second. Wait. Wait, time out.
Yeah.
We should let the two people who talk the most pick.
We picked last time.
Which was, okay, that's true. Never mind. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Might just be the same team. I'm going to take Dylan. I don't know if Dylan watches anime like that.
That's fair. All right, Michael, you and me then.
Also, I do have to say, if she does get to join us, don't tell her I said this, but her company does look like Auntie Nita if she was younger.
You gotta be shitting me.
Nah, it was a fact. I walked downstairs and I saw. I was like, Auntie? I was bugging for a minute, but no.
That's funny.
Okay.
Anyway, since we had first pick. So, TJ, do you want to defer or start?
We can start this time, I guess.
All right.
I don't know what to say. You go. You got that.
All right. So, basically, we're going to... So, cartoons are better... American cartoons are better than these Japanese anime because if we look at the bottom of the worst anime... It does not measure up to the worst cartoons because the worst anime is unwatchable, but the worst cartoons are watchable. For example, Uncle Grandpa, Clarence.
Good morning.
Sanjay, Fanboy, and Chum Chum. All these bad cartoon shows, in our opinion, have great moments, comedic moments. But if you ask someone, for example, me and DJ seen Nanbaka. Dropped it. Baruto dropped it.
That's a lie on that Nanbaka.
Baruto dropped it. And so many more animes that came out that are just unwatchable compared to the American cartoons that we consider bad but can still be watched even that are bad. Come on now.
You know what? We should have had a timer.
Oh, Well, we're done with this. Give the thing. Anyway, I'm gonna call Nyla. So, yeah, case, sure.
Michael, would you like to start?
Michael? Ooh.
Hello, boy.
Michael, are you alive?
Michael, did, since we brought up parenthesis legs, are you okay?
Wait, huh? I was on looking at stuff. I'm sorry.
My bad. You want to start? Do you want to start?
Give me like a few minutes. You can start, DJ.
Yeah, DJ, cook for a minute. Cook.
Okay, so. Animes are better than cartoons. Because. Anime, the way anime, this is hard. Okay, wait a minute.
DJ, I gave you ample time. I told you about this on, Thursday.
You told me this on Saturday.
Oh, well, I still gave you time to prepare.
I don't do that. I say animes are better than cartoons. Because even though animes have all these, you know, even though cartoons have all these different TV shows or shows, they all generic, they all have like the same formula. Whereas anime, you have different types of animes. You have mystery, you have action, you have cartoon, you have comedy, you have slice of life, you have romance, you have so many different varieties, and each show has its own take, their own different ways to represent a story, and each of those stories can be some of the best told stories, and just the artwork, the designs of the characters, the fluidity, the different art styles that they use for anime is, I think, way better than cartoons.
To directly counter your point, sir, I think that cartoons have just as much, if not more, capability for genres and like a variety.
Bullcrap.
In their like
no
repertoire, you know.
Absolutely.
I think
not.
That.
I'm sorry. What's crazy is, Dylan, he's on your side.
I don't care. He hated me on last episode.
At least let him finish. Let him finish.
My bad. I'm sorry.
I think that cartoons normally have like a lighter tone like to them, like all of the shows, but it's just as easy to like get across things like mystery and like romance, like you said, like Gravity Falls, for example, that's, you know, definitely mystery heavy while still like, you know, encompassing like the general like feeling of a cartoon. It's supposed to be like funny and uplifting, whereas anime, a lot of it is taken pretty seriously by, you know, like the creators and the fans, so there's sometimes a lot more like mature and darker themes. And sometimes it can feel a little repetitive.
Yes, and since I could finally bring this up with two very similar topics, can the music in cartoons are very much similar No, are much better than anime music. As DJ, right, and TJ have very similar tastes in the anime. But what music do you know more? Castaways, SpongeBob songs, and then you have the anime music, which DJ has a whole ton of, but doesn't measure up to what he could put on his playlist from the cartoons.
Yeah, I mean, with animes, usually all the songs are in Japanese, so you can listen to them all you want, but you won't really be able to understand all the lyrics. But with cartoon music, it's pretty straight to the point most of the time. Pretty simple, easy to digest, and you know, it's English most of the time, so it's easier to sing along to, relate to.
PSA, we are not racist. We just don't know Japanese.
I think it could get
But I will say this to counteract your parts about music. Yes, there is. Yes, majority of the music is in Japanese. Right. But we also got to remember when it comes to America, there's some theme songs, there's some songs. Like for instance, as much as it's been dragged on for X amount of years, the Pokemon theme song, the very first Pokemon theme song.
Does that count?
It's fire. Yes, if we're counting theme songs and songs from anime, that counts.
Can we use... But Pokemon's more of a cartoon anime.
It's an anime. It was imported from Japan to America.
Sure.
Then you have One Piece, if you want to talk about opening songs. And you got Dragon Ball Z. And you got Full Metal Alchemist, I believe was in English as well.
Thank you, God.
Yu Yu Hakusho. Like the old 90s theme songs and anime were all bangers.
The only one I can agree on is fairy tale theme songs, for at least Japanese. Because.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, I agree. Mm-hmm. Fairy tale. Your Lie in April, even though they didn't have lyrics. You know, it was the instrumentals that made the show. But there is the ending song, Harunaka. Or did I say it right, TJ?
Harunara.
Symphony.
Yeah. So you have those. And you had that one terrible show, by the way. But banger of an opening in Platinum End. You have Digimon.
Digimon, digital
monster. Exactly. So, music, okay, is it like those catchy theme songs, like, not catchy theme songs, outside of theme songs, I will say, yes, cartoons may have we're talking about non-opening and ending songs. But if we talk about music altogether, I give it a little bit to anime because of OSTs.
Okay. All right.
The songs without instrument. The songs without lyrics.
All right. Let's shut that all down. DJ, do we not know? All I want to do is see you turn into... A big...
No, you can't forget the classic in Naruto. About to eat the life.
Hold on. But everyone knows... Hold on. The smile came up and it smiled at me. No?
I mean, yes, it's true.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. And then you have... Then you have... Dang, I'm trying to think of a Phineas Ferb song. There's so much.
Back. Listen up, people in the beach,
yeah. Yeah.
Phineas Ferb in the backyard beach, yeah.
Oh, say but, hey.
Okay. if we're talking about, like I said,
you said OSTs, which bring in the question, character theme songs that you would hear, obviously, in this show. And you would hear, Fairly Odd Parents, Throw the Parents Away, or Parents Ruin Everything.
I will admit, I'm not that diverse into the musical side of anime. I really should.
Playlist says different.
That's Japanese. That's Japanese pop. That's still openings and endings.
That's not the difference. There's no difference. But okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Are we including those? Because you have so many.
Well, if we're doing just theme songs, right, then.
Anime got it with the openings. But if we're talking about songs that pop up in if the songs are popping up in the episode, like the Backyard Beach, the
Best Day,
the whole yeah, the SpongeBob, Best they have a whole musical for Phineas and Ferb and SpongeBob dedicated to those popular songs.
Smiled at me.
Yeah, whereas anime,
a girl came open just tying my shoe.
I'm gonna dropkick this child.
Ooh, ooh. Hold on. Jumped out of bed and went outside. It's so satisfied. I can't play it here because we'll get copyrighted. But man.
Okay, the moral of the story is anime. If we're just talking about, because I'm not too fluent in music, animes, so I can't really say too much about the music in the shows. But if we're talking about openings compared to those type of musics, I will still give it to anime, even though cartoon got some bangers.
I'm sorry. SpongeBob SquarePants, there's 104 days of summer vacation. The school comes along just to end it.
Weren't you just singing Digimon?
That don't beat out Phineas and Ferb?
That's... weren't you...
That don't beat out... He's a phantom. I don't think there's lyrics to that song. But...
there is,
but you got Danny.
I hope you know you're going to get copyrighted this entire portion.
I get copyrighted. I'm not playing the actual song. I got 30 seconds to sing. I got 30 seconds to sing it.
You were singing it for more than 30 seconds.
That's fair.
All right, then.
That's fair. Does Michael have anything to chime in on this?
Michael's like, give him a couple minutes, but I don't know what he's doing.
All right, fair enough. But we have to know, with the cartoons, can we say... now, a lot of 2010 shows... Oh, Adventure Time. Come on, grab your friends. Come to very too distant land.
Jake the dog and Finn the human on the moon. It's Adventure Time.
Like I said, if we're talking about openings, I still think...
But DJ.
Yes. Then I will admit, cartoons do got the comedy. Cartoons, there's.
They're definitely funnier. Yeah, mostly because we get the humor more.
Yeah. Some funny animes. Animes have their funny moments. But if you don't watch Konosuba, I kind of scarred you with Konosuba. But if you watch Konosuba, that's a walking, you don't got to do nothing about it. It's the bridge series. You got all these people making a bridge series out of these animes. So, as much impact as cartoons have, or
wait.
Well, I can't even say impact because cartoons and anime kind of have the same equal impact.
No.
How are you gonna say no?
Only DBZ has that kind of impact. I feel like if you go into cartoons, I mean,
Pokemon.
What impact does it have?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I would say that cartoons have a wider audience of people who, like, will sit down and watch a cartoon. Like, you have children, and then also adults can come back and revisit cartoons and just, like, watch cartoons, like, even when they come out, you know, just keep you a kid at heart. But anime has much more, like, niche audience.
Yeah. And the thing about anime is that you have to be introduced to anime. You already are sitting down and watching this cartoon show.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, you gotta get introduced to it.
No, you're not. Every time, when I spawned in at 4 years old, right, I was just watching a show. I don't know why. Right. I don't even know what family, show.
Your family's putting cartoons on the TV. You can't watch anime on TV.
Yeah, they're not putting it. And then when up until you're like maybe 10 or 11 years old, well into your childhood, you're introduced to anime because either your friends have gotten into it or you've met someone at school that's really into it.
Right. Either way, you're not usually to watch anime.
Yeah, but either way, you're getting introduced somehow. It's not like your parents are like, hey, we're going to watch a show called Blue's Clues.
Okay, DJ. Let's shut this off. Exactly.
They just put it on.
Exactly. Like, they just put on JetX. They just put on Disney Channel. They just put on Cartoon Network. They just put on 4Kids. We're introduced to it as babies just because our parents put it on to us because they don't want to deal with us.
So you just said, okay.
Like, a lot of people go through life without watching anime. You won't go through life without watching a cartoon.
That's not true. Some people have gone through life without watching cartoons.
And they're homeless.
That's crazy.
Are they not? Because everyone's seen an episode of Avatar, whether they like it or not. Everyone's seen an episode of Gumball, Rugrats, whether they like Family Guy, Simpsons, Boondocks, whether they like it or not, you've seen an episode or caught clips of it. You could go a whole year without seeing anything about anime. Probably not anymore because of social media, but back in the day, you could go a whole year without anything about anime.
Well, people thought anime was weird, and now due to the help of the pandemic and people not going outside, it was like they had nothing to watch.
Okay. Now, I do have to stop this segment because now everyone has their arguments. So when Nyla's on this podcast next week, we know our arguments. I don't want to hear we didn't have time to prep.
This was just a practice run?
Yes, because, man, last week was tough.
We all didn't have no time to prep.
And we just did. Anyway, does anyone have anything to say to the audience before we close it out? Because I know DJ has to go talk to his buddy.
That's crazy. Watch anime.
DJ?
I'm going back to bed.
Fair enough.
Jolly good show, everyone. This has been fun.
I just want to say, Michael was here yesterday and Balloon Man. Anyway, see you in the next one.
Goodbye, Balloon Man.
Adios.